specifically was one on Christ being the second Adam.
Okay.
And also one about when does the 6,000-year period actually start? At the time of the creation week, or does it start at the time when Adam and Eve sinned?
Well, of course, the 6,000-year theory is just that. It's a theory, and I believe the theory. And for our listeners, what that states is that there have been 6,000 years approximately from creation to the present day. The Bible tells us in Revelation 20, the 1,000 years, the millennial reign, when we are living and reigning with Christ in glory, that's 1,000. It's like a 1,000-year Sabbath. And because of that, many have believed that 6 years, the Jews used to farm their land. The 7th year, they'd harvest, and it would remain desolate for a year. Well, Jesus says he's coming to harvest the world in Revelation. And there's a number of analogies that really give a lot of credibility to the idea that after 6,000 years, Christ is going to come, 1,000-year Sabbath, and he makes a new heaven and a new earth.
Okay, so you feel that it actually starts at the creation week, not at the when Adam and Eve fell.
Well, you know, I don't think there'd be much difference. Let me tell you why. After God made Adam and Eve, he told them to be fruitful and multiply. And remember, they were made full grown. They hadn't had any children yet, which makes me suspicious that less than a year went by before sin entered the world. And so whether we're saying it's creation or a few months later when the devil tempted them, there's very little variation there. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see you. That's why I asked the first part now is where, when Jesus died, if he was the second Adam, did Jesus die when Adam and Eve sinned?
No, when the Bible tells us that Jesus is the second Adam, what that's simply saying, and Paul addresses this quite a bit in Romans, I believe, as well as other places, we are all infected with sin by virtue of Adam's decision. Adam, who was born with no natural propensity to sin, chose to disobey God, and sin then contaminated his posterity, the whole race. In the same way, Jesus, who was born with the fallen tendencies of the human family, he overcame in the same strength that you and I can overcome, and we then can have victory through him by being adopted into his family, by having Christ in us. So as the whole world fell through the sin of the first Adam, the whole church can be victorious through the victory of Christ, the second Adam.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I guess, to me, the reason why I was just thinking of, you know, if there was a reason why Christ got to be a certain age.
Oh, you mean when he died?
Yes.
Well, he was in his prime. I don't know how old Adam looked when he sinned or what his age was. We know that he lived to 930. I think it's interesting. This is free, Paul, but I just thought about this yesterday. I heard a minister say one time that God put Adam to sleep, and he opened his side, and out came Eve. Jesus, when he gave up the ghost and he went to sleep, his side was pierced, and a flow of blood came out, and the church was born, his bride.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful analogy.
Well, it sure is.
I like that.